Today is Wednesday, September 29th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, I think we were at Mark's birthday. So, I talked about the whole food festival thing that we did. And the food was better in previous years, but I mean, it was all right. It was a good experience. And I got yelled at, you know. Actually, I don't know it was specifically me. It was both of us. It was both Mark and I that got yelled at. But, you know, I'm going to say I got yelled at. So anyway, we did that. And then on Sunday, it was a pretty normal Sunday, except I had to take my uncle to the airport. And I kind of ended on, I ran out of time, but I just wanted to, I was so surprised that my uncle said that this was only the second time that he's flown a commercial airline, and he's 74 years old. And so he was asking me, so what am I going to do? So just remind me like what I need to do when I go in, you know, how am I going to, what's the check-in process going to be and all this kind of stuff. And I dropped him off at the drop-off and, you know, I wasn't even thinking about it. And so I kind of walked him through. I said, you know, you're going to go to American Airlines is right through that door. It's a very small airport. So, I mean, it's not like he, some major airport, you know. And so anyway, I kind of walked him through it. And then he went in and I left. And so when I got home, I told Mark this. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so surprised that my uncle has, this is only the second commercial flight that my uncle has been on. And it's interesting because one of his wives was a flight attendant. And so, and I don't know that she was a flight attendant while they were married. I don't think that was the case. She was a flight attendant in her younger single days. But I was just surprised that they hadn't flown. She was actually a flight attendant, I want to say, on Pan American back in the day. I think she said it was even when they could still smoke on planes. I mean, it was a really long time ago. So anyway, so when I got home, Mark says, Boyfie, why didn't you go in with him, help him with his luggage and, you know, and maybe go through the process at least to security with him? And I said, oh, I didn't even think about that. I was just thinking, oh, I'm going to drop someone off at the airport. I didn't even think about parking in the parking garage, you know, helping him with it, like going in, sitting there. He said, yeah, why didn't you do that? That would have been the nice thing to do. I was like, oh, it didn't even cross my mind because I'm just thinking I'm dropping someone off at the airport, right? So I evidently he made it fine because he's now with my parents and they're on a, you know, they're driving through Utah and various national parks. Although I told my mom, I said, hey, text us some pictures as you go to the various national parks. No pictures have been texted. But the thing is, my stepdad, he buys these little, you know, digital point and click kind of cameras. And I have a camera. I mean, I'm not dissing him for that, but he buys these cameras and like an Olympus or, you know, whatever. And kind of the consumer grade cameras, and he doesn't use his phone. And half the time the pictures that he, because he has a really old digital camera. And so it's not as good a resolution as the phone. So he comes back and he'll have to, you know, pull out the USB card, put it in his computer, download, you know, put all the pictures on there, create a slideshow or whatever he's doing. And we all have to stand around his laptop or we have to connect the laptop to the TV if he wants to, you know, because they don't have Chromecast or anything like that. And so anyway, it's a process and the photos are not even as good as if he just pulled out his phone. And so probably the reason that they aren't texting me any photos is because he's taking them on a camera and they're on some USB card, would be my guess. And I'm like, oh, just snap a few photos on your phone, you know, and just send them. Nope, no photos have I received. Anyway, so we did. So on Sunday, we did that. And then on Monday, so I mean, there was nothing really on Sunday. Again, we were watching A Discovery of Witches, which, by the way, one of my listeners on Twitter, not one of my listeners on Twitter, but one of the listeners of Geeky Gay, Mel, says, I love The Discovery of Witches. The books they are based off are amazing. Books go fast and highly recommend. Demons don't have magical powers or extended life, but are the most intelligent and creative creatures with a touch of madness. And season 3 is coming in 2022. You know, actually, Mel, you can answer a question for me. You said, so the books, I know it was based on the, oh gosh, now I can't remember the name of the series, but it's something about souls. The something of souls, I can't remember. But anyway, I love reading books. But the thing is, once I've watched the TV show, I'm not likely to go back and read the book, because once I know the story, I don't usually go back. I like to, and generally I will read things first, and then I will watch the show or the movie or whatever that's associated with it. But I've never gone back and read something after I've watched it. So I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking about it. But you can tell me, is each season based off one of the books? Because the books are a trilogy. And so what I was wondering is, is each season based off one book? Or are the three seasons one book? Like, I don't even, or, you know, I don't know. Like Game of Thrones, they're based off books, but he hasn't even written the final books yet. So they had to make up crap to end the story. Anyway, yeah, we really enjoyed it. We finished it. I can't remember. I think we finished it over the weekend now. Or maybe, I don't know. We finished it recently, and I really enjoyed it. Although I didn't like where they ended, because, you know, I wanted to then see what happens next. I mean, I guess a really good cliffhanger, because they ended in this spot where you're like, oh, well, what's going to happen? And then, you know, and now season 3 is not coming out until 2022. So, and that was because of COVID. I think it was supposed to come out in 2021, but they were delayed filming because of COVID. Also, I found out today, I mean, not that any of you are going to care, but if any of you watch I Love a Procedural, as we were talking about, you know, as I was talking about on Twitter, Lamont Cranston on Twitter said, oh, just like Adam, I love a procedural, and they're bringing back L.A. Law? No, Law and Order. They're bringing back Law and Order for a season 21 or something. And I never have watched Law and Order, because I couldn't. You can find season 1 and 2 on streaming platforms. You have to buy it, but you can find it. And then you can't find anything up to like season 13. And if I'm going to watch something, I want to watch the whole thing. And so I've never, and people tell me, oh, you should watch that if you like legal procedurals, you know. So I did end up, I use a VPN on my phone. And so sometimes, like when I want to go on Netflix UK or something and watch something on my phone. And so I did look on, because Amazon Prime is where you can buy it. And I looked on Amazon Prime, and they did have season 3 and 4. I haven't checked all the seasons on UK version. So what I was thinking, but the app didn't work on, like, I couldn't log into the app, the Prime app, using my VPN, because I don't have an account with Amazon.co.uk. It's kind of weird. So I don't know if I could watch it from the website. So I'm doing some research. But what I was going to say, we know I love a procedural. And so, oh my God, I totally forgot what I was saying. I am so old that I just, sitting here, I was talking about A Discovery of Witches. Oh, yeah, yeah. So there's a show that I really like. And it's coming, and I just found out today, and it's a procedural legal show called All Rise, and it's a female judge, and I really like it, and it got canceled by CBS, I think it was a CBS show, And OWN Network, O-W-N, I don't know if it's OWN or O-W-N, I'm not sure. The Oprah Winfrey Network has now purchased the show and has ordered a season 3. And it's going to be available on Hulu on December 1st is when the first episode is going to come out. So I'm really excited about that. So anyway, on Monday, it was Mark's birthday day. I did have one meeting I had to do for work. Speaking of work, tomorrow is the last day for entries. So if anyone has any names for my work, you better call them in before I record the show tomorrow. I'm not picking the winner tomorrow, but tomorrow is the deadline. I record around 5 p.m. Central, so you have until 5 p.m. Central. Or, you know what, I'll extend it. You have until midnight tomorrow night, and if I have them all by the time I record on Friday, that'll be fine. But anyway, so so I had to do one work meeting, but we got up and we walked because Mark wanted to walk, and I said, if you don't want to walk, that's fine. But he was like, no, we can walk. So we walked, and then he loves kolaches, and so we got kolaches for breakfast. Then I had my work meeting, and then we went and watched The Legend of the Ten Rings. We watched that, whatever the guy's, and I really liked it. It was good. We had popcorn, and then we went around to a bunch of garden stores, and he bought some more plants. We bought a hose box thing that has a wheel that you can pull out the hose. I don't know. But anyway, he wanted one of those. So we got one of those. And then we had Japanese for dinner. And we also went to a mass because he wanted to go to a Catholic. He always goes to a Catholic mass on his birthday. He goes every Sunday, but he also goes on his birthday. So we did all those things. And it was a great day. He loved his present. And yeah, that's what we did. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.